My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Switch to Verizon and get iPhone 12 64 gig on us when you trade in a select device and transfer your number. 5G nationwide available in over 1,800 cities. $799.99 device payment purchased with a new line required. Credits of $250 and up to $550. Taxes, fees, and terms apply. Limited time offer.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, November 2nd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. If you live in California right now, you're probably being bombarded with endless TV ads, flyers, and even push alerts about Proposition 22. This election, voters in the Golden State are being asked to decide whether gig companies like Uber, DoorDash, and Lyft should have to reclassify their contract workers as employees. Which might not sound all that exciting, but Prop 22 has become the most expensive ballot initiative in California's history, as gig companies have spent nearly $200 million trying to convince voters to side with them. And there's a lot at stake. Our reporter Preetika Rana says the outcome could mean life or death for these gig companies. Preetika will join us to explain after these headlines. In the days before the election, Facebook has been introducing new measures to try and stamp out misleading political ads on its platform. But we report that some political groups have found ways to get around Facebook's system by repeatedly reposting ads that are taken down. Here's our reporter, Jeff Horwitz.
America First Action, which is one of the larger Republican super PACs, they've spent $106 million or $8 million to date and about $5.5-6 million on Facebook at this point. They were running ads saying that Joe Biden plans to ban fracking. That is not true. Joe Biden has said that he will halt issuing new permits on federal lands and will potentially seek to reduce how much oil and gas is getting drilled as the U.S. heads toward being hopefully carbon neutral. That was Joe Biden's plan. So this is just flat false. It was reviewed as false by fact checkers, and it came down because false ads violate Facebook policy so long as they aren't from a campaign itself. Simply, all this group did was just re-upload the same content over and over and over again. We counted more than 100 versions of this ad, and Facebook caught some of them, but a lot of them escaped detection, and now millions of them have been shown to voters, with a lot of that happening in the final days of the election.
And Jeff says the issue spotlights Facebook's continued challenges with enforcing its own policies.
The interesting thing about this is that the entire point of the whole ban on ads a week ahead of the election was that there wouldn't be sort of a last minute effort to pump misinformation into battleground states. And lo and behold, that's exactly what some of these PACs are doing, just with information that was debunked many months ago.
And Huawei is no longer number one in smartphone shipments. New data shows that the Chinese telecom giant fell to second place in the third quarter, behind Samsung. Huawei's worldwide shipments fell by 22%, which is the largest year-over-year drop on record for the company. The decline is an indication that U.S. efforts to cut off Huawei are beginning to take a toll. The U.S. has been tightening restrictions on the company over concerns that Huawei's equipment could be used for espionage. Huawei has repeatedly denied that allegation. All right, after the break, why gig companies are pouring so much money into supporting Proposition 22. That's next.
My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Switch to Verizon and get iPhone 12 64 gig on us when you trade in a select device and transfer your number. 5G nationwide available in over 1,800 cities. $799.99 device payment purchased with a new line required. Credits of $250 and up to $550. Taxes, fees, and terms apply. Limited time offer.
Earlier this year, California's AB 5 law went into effect, requiring gig companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to reclassify drivers and delivery people as employees. Those and other gig companies have pushed back against the law. And as a bit of legal back and forth plays out, they're turning to voters. They put forward a ballot initiative called Proposition 22, which California voters will be deciding on in this election. The outcome could have major implications for the future of ordering in or grabbing a ride. And so to learn more about it, we turn to our reporter, Preetika Rana. Preetika, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so I want to start by backing up a little bit to that AB5 law we mentioned. What was the purpose of that law?
Well, the lawmakers were saying, you guys have become so big on the back of the blood and sweat of these freelance workers. Surely they're entitled to some benefits too. As employees, you get health insurance, you get paid time off, you get unemployment assistance. Why don't we extend those benefits to the gig workers too? So lawmakers wanted to give these workers a broad range of employment benefits that currently don't exist.
And so gig companies have been pushing back. What exactly do they oppose about AB5?
Right. So when the law went into effect on January 1st, no one complied. None of these companies reclassified their drivers as employees. At first, they said, well, we don't think the law applies to us. You know, the law is actually not that black and white. It outlines a scenario in which a business needs to classify a worker as an independent contractor or an employee. So if you can show that the worker is free of your control, if they're not part of your core operations, then you don't have to reclassify them as employees. You can continue classifying them as independent contractors. So Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash said, drivers are not part of our core operations. We are tech companies. We're not transportation companies. And Uber actually made a series of changes to the app in California where it started allowing some drivers to set their own fares. It started letting drivers see what rides they wanted to take. It started showing drivers the fares. So it used that to say, look, drivers are free of our control. In some cases, they're setting their own fares. They're choosing the rides that they want to take. We don't control them in any way. So therefore, this law doesn't apply to us. We don't have to reclassify them as employees. California didn't buy that argument. They went ahead and sued the companies.
And so as that's playing out, these companies have gone ahead with Proposition 22. They put this measure forward and California voters are going to be deciding on it in this election. What can you tell us about Prop 22?
Right. So this is the most expensive ballot initiative in the history of California. What Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and others are essentially asking voters is that voters exempt them from this law. So they've put this on the ballot box now, and they're urging voters to vote in favor of the companies. So a yes vote on Proposition 22 would mean that you exempt the companies from reclassifying their drivers as employees.
Yeah, and you mentioned that this is the most expensive ballot initiative in the history of California. The companies have poured around $200 million into their campaign. What kinds of tactics have we seen from them to try and convince voters to side with them and from the other side as well?
Well, it's madness out here. As someone who lives in San Francisco, you switch on the television and there are ads on Prop 22 on your TV screen. I call an Uber and even before the ride comes to me, Uber blasts screens to riders saying, hey, this could have detrimental effects. Vote in favor. Your prices for rides could go up. When I'm sitting in an Uber, I get a push notification from the company saying, have a conversation with your driver about this. When I come home, I see flyers outside my apartment building that say, vote yes on Prop 22. So it's just everywhere. The kind of money that the companies have spent to promote their cause is unprecedented. And the opposing camp, which is mostly labor groups and labor unions, have been dwarfed by the kind of spending by the companies. They have mainly had to rely on text messaging because TV ads are just so expensive, and they've done some of them, but they're no match to the companies. And door-to-door canvassing, which is typically the strength of labor unions, is just not happening during the pandemic. So they've had to rely mostly on text messages to get their side of the story out.
And, you know, I understand the companies have actually promised some other changes, too.
So what this battle has done has actually pushed the companies to provide some benefits to drivers. What they're saying is that if you vote in our favor and if you exempt us from this law, we will extend certain benefits to drivers that don't exist today. For example, drivers who work 15 hours or more a week would get health insurance. They would reimburse, you know, some gas and other costs. But critics say, okay, that's a good step. You know, you haven't been forthcoming on this before, but fine, you're at least providing some benefits to drivers. But even those benefits fall short of the benefits that would be awarded to full-time employees. So what critics are saying is that in a way, the companies are writing their own law. They're saying we'll give you some benefits, but when you compare it to an employee, it would still fall short.
So how are voters responding to all of this? Does either side of this issue seem to be pulling ahead?
It's going to be a very close race from what the polls show us. There was a Berkeley poll that showed us that 46% of likely voters said they would vote yes on exempting the companies from the law, and 42% said they would vote no, that they're not in favor of this. So it's going to be a very, very close race from what the polls indicate.
And just to underscore here, what are the stakes for these companies?
The stakes are really high. This is a matter of life and death for rideshare and food delivery companies. You know, this vote is not about California alone. The way that California goes is likely how the rest of the US and frankly, the rest of the world would go. So if in the company's home state of California, they have to reclassify drivers as employees, that could lead to a rush of laws in other parts of the US. You know, Massachusetts already sued Uber and Lyft in July over a similar reclassification dispute. Overseas as well, many countries are trying to get these companies to change their business models. In Geneva, Uber was forced to reclassify their food delivery drivers as employees. What's happening here is that it's a tough balancing act. Lawmakers, of course, want to give these workers broad employment benefits, but none of these companies are profitable today. If they were to extend broad benefits to hundreds of thousands of workers in California alone, that would really weigh their bottom line.
All right, we'll be keeping an eye on this. Our reporter, Preetika Rana, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. We've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.